So today I'm going to be talking about Suchitra Mattai's In One Fell Swoop. And so to understand this piece, it is very important to understand Suchitra Mattai's upbringing and where she comes from. So she was originally born in Guyana, which is a country in the northeast section of South America. She then, at the age of 3, moved to Canada and then throughout the U.S. However, ethnically, her family descends from India, and so all of these pieces really form together to create this piece that is a reconciliation of all of her cultural identities. As you see in this piece, there is a segment of hair. Hair has a very significant portion in the Hindu culture. Additionally, when you see the blue sequins, Mattai said how these are reminiscent of Carnival, which is the South American version of Mardi Gras. And these also have a dual meaning, kind of like how sequins are double-sided, as to looking like flickering light of the ocean. And she talks about how she uses her own family's ocean migration to recontextualize what is considered history. We then move to the center of the piece. The center of the piece is a found vintage needlepoint of a Raphael Sanzio painting. And Raphael Sanzio is the Raphael, as you may or may not know. And what's really interesting about Raphael is he was considered a very humanistic type of painter. This means that he was really focused on the human version of what is Madonna and Child in this needlepoint, as opposed to thinking of Madonna and Child as deity-like figures. And so it emphasizes this sense of intimacy and protection. And then finally, we look at the zippers in this piece. The zippers are really interesting because they are very different than what we consider as quote-unquote art, but they have a sense of both covering and uncovering. As Mattai tries to both uncover and recover parts of her identity in order to both fit in and stand out culturally as an Indo-Caribbean American woman. We really loved this piece because we wanted to get something that emphasized this idea of craft and this tactility that we all craved during COVID. It also has a sense of intimacy and protection that was really drawing to us. And we thought that, you know, the way that all of these pieces of the artwork come together really emphasized both the idea of what is culture, what is your own identity, but then also thinking about recontextualizing within COVID. Actually, this piece was made during COVID lockdown. And so all of these pieces that Mattai had, she kind of collaborated together in order to create this piece in a time where she couldn't readily go out to buy materials.